All right, everybody, welcome back to
the greatest podcast ever. So we are your hosts, D-Train and D-Train.
Christopher Lloyd. Christopher Lloyd.
You gotta listen to one or two.
It was just classic.
I shit my pants.
Real nice, thick,
dark, the way I like it.
Is your ass hurt the next day?
Fuck no, man. My ass is made of fucking steel. Steel.
I'm ready.
Welcome everybody to the Carpooling Podcast. We're your hosts, D-Train and Christopher Lloyd. Welcome back.
We've developed
into a new intro called Poo Stab, The Chronicles of Derek.
Cooking with poo.
So we were just rapping about, as Derek would say.
We're rapping.
Derek has a play about food. He wants to know what to eat tonight.
Because I'm solo.
He's solo. He's Han Solo tonight.
I'm going to eat like someone who is a single, someone who never mated in their life. And
right.
They're living alone and forced to have dinner by themselves.
Right.
That's how I'll be rolling dinner today.
As a young man.
It has its side benefits as that I can get whatever I want and not have to pay for two people.
Cool.
So
instead of going cheap for two,
you
can go expensive for one.
You could actually do a two can dine and eat both.
You could.
If you chose
If you're
to.
Hungry.
Yes, I'm not that hungry.
No. So,
in fact,
you
I
probably had
pizza.
A little bit of an idea of what you wanted.
Today, I saw a picture of spaghetti and meatballs.
And that's
and
what
I
you're
thought
thinking?
I wanted that. And I know there's one place I can get it. Piccolo Italia in the Dollar Store Plaza.
Right.
I know they would serve spaghetti and meatballs.
Uh-huh.
And I also thought, I really like poutine and never get that.
Right.
So I thought maybe Filthy Phil's or whatever the fuck
poutine.
That place is called.
Yeah.
And get a meal-sized poutine, perhaps. Because
right.
Wendy's and McDonald's, that's not a meal-sized.
No. But so, Filthy Phil's poutine is meal-sized for sure.
But it's good. I don't know. You
I
told
liked
me it,
it
was.
I liked it.
Those two.
I got...
Delicious eats.
I got... I might know that one girl that's driving. I think I got female bacon last time, which was delicious. But their poutine was pretty good.
P-meal?
Yeah.
I never even thought of that on a poutine.
Yeah.
That's a good choice.
Yeah.
How do they serve it? In chunks, squared, or sliced like you would fry it on a pan?
I think it's like random cuts.
Like,
it might be little
chunks.
Any
old which ways?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like not really giving a fuck.
Yeah.
You know, just like chopping it up into pieces.
Yeah, that's okay. I'll take it.
Yeah. It's not like crumble bacon or anything.
Holy shit. Have you ever gone to the store and seen those P-meal bacons on sale for like nothing?
Yeah, I buy them.
And me too.
When they're on sale.
Tons.
Yeah.
I have some in my freezer that I looked at the price tag on them. $2.40.
Yeah.
For a real hunk of that shit.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Yeah, no. And P-meal is super delicious.
Sometimes I just put the whole thing in the oven as a roast. No, really.
I knew you would do that. For whatever reason, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Right.
And then I just bake it, and then I just eat it.
You just eat it like that, like a roast ham.
It's real salty, though, like deadly salty. That's a
right.
thing.
But. You have to... Is it? I don't find it that salty. I find cabbage, or is it cottage rolls, or cottage hams, or some shit. You know what I'm talking about?
What, spiral ham?
No. And it's not a ham. It's like a cottage roll, I think it's called. And it's just like a ham, but it's super salty. And you actually have to boil it because it's so salty.
Oh, wow.
And, I mean, it's all right. It's kind of like a P-mail kind of thing.
Does that work? You can boil the salt out of meat?
Yeah, it makes it less salty.
We
cooked it in the oven one time, and it was super salty, and I hated it. And then we boiled it one after that.
Yeah.
And it's way better.
Fuck, I learned something today.
Yeah.
I'm going to boil those pea meals, man.
Cottage rolls. Cottage something. I don't know what it is. People at home probably yelling at me. It's this, you fucking idiot.
What, they mold it. They take the ham and mold it into a circle. Is that what you're talking about? Is that why it's called like a roll? Like they?
Yeah, it is like circular. Like a sphere. But
a
not like a perfect.
Sphere?
Not perfect sphere. It's circular. It's kind of like what a... What a P-mail thing looks
like.
Like
a football.
Like a hunk. Yeah. Something like that. It's pretty delicious, though.
Yeah.
And you would think boiled meat isn't that good. Like, you would think boiled meat would be gross.
Boiled corned beef is really nice.
Yeah, see, that doesn't sound appetizing.
Like a big hunk of corned beef boiled the fuck out of it.
Right.
Oh, yeah. That's where it's two.
Really, eh?
Oh, yeah. You can slide the meat out of the fat. like the fat produces like, it looks like a honeycomb.
Right.
And like, but the length is long and you can slide meat things out and the fat stays right there.
Right. That's but awesome. The fat's the best part.
I hate fat.
Really?
Yeah. I'm the guy who cuts around the steak and doesn't eat the fat.
You don't eat the fat?
No.
But how do you get your calories then? How do you get your liquor. Fat calories? How do you get your fat calories?
I'm deficient.
By that ass?
Yes.
Look at that ass.
That looks like it's been implanted.
That's a fucking fake ass.
It is, isn't it?
I don't know. I think that's just a black girl's ass. No, no racist here, but...
He's enjoying it, guys. It's not racist if he likes it.
It's definitely strange looking. I think it's real.
2.0.
Right, he took a day off yesterday.
Not today, though. But yeah. While he was there, he got a phone call from his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Some child
uh-huh.
had punched his kid in the nose, causing it to bleed.
Right.
And that's it, man.
So he left and went to help his kid?
He stayed, and they sent the grandma to get the kid. The kid didn't want to leave. But the other kid got suspended.
Right.
Oh, what so kind of kid gets punched in the face?
Well, how old are they?
Grade 3.
Yeah, I guess fighting starts around that age, right?
I guess.
That makes sense? Fighting at age grade 3?
I don't think I've heard anything like that until at least grade 4.
That's almost 10.
Yeah.
9 or 10.
How would a kid like that even know to punch someone in the nose?
He probably gets punched himself.
Yeah.
Usually that's a sign of home abuse, right?
Like grade 3, that means you're 4, 5, 6, 7, you're 8. I don't think I got punched in the face
you're not,
at 8.
You're not 8. You're older than that.
No.
Because my daughter's in grade 1 and she's 7.
So she's...
So she'd be 6. Like 9, 10.
I thought it was always add 5 years.
I don't know, but that wouldn't work for my daughter in grade 1.
Yeah. What? Did she have a late birthday or something?
No.
Yeah. Who knows? I was always young because I had a late birthday.
Right.
Should have been held back one. Then I wouldn't have done so bad. That was my excuse.
Is it? That was?
I was always the youngest guy in the class.
So that made you stupider.
Yeah, these guys were like a year more advanced than me.
Right.
And I had to take the same test.
That's why you didn't fight people.
Me? No, I was too big for you. Too small. That's weird.
Too wimpy. Yeah? Accident.
Oh, no.
Accidente.
No, there wasn't much fighting in my school.
No? Nobody fought?
There was an Asian gang that seemed to always be fighting
some
other white gang. I don't know why or how in Bradford that was a real thing.
That was
Bradford? Apparently.
Asian gang.
I was too young to get involved in it.
In the gangs?
In that.
There's no like boxing matches and shit at lunchtime where people smoked?
I didn't smoke. I never went over there.
Yeah. There could have been boxing matches.
Yeah, I missed out on that. Honestly, my social life would have been so much better if I smoked cigarettes. In like every setting from when I was like in school to when it was age to go to the bars. Like, or any, even at work, I would be going out there and like... You know.
Of course.
Like it's like
definitely a
social
thing. If FUBAR taught us anything other than shotgunning beer,
what did they teach in that?
Smoking is a social thing.
Why? They said that in the movie?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You remember FUBAR?
No, I only seen it once when I was young.
I think they made a second one, but it's probably not that good. If they did, I can't imagine it being too good. It was definitely a way to talk to people and shit when you're smoking.
Oh yeah, man.
And people that still smoke, like my friends, I'll go outside with them when they go for smokes and bring back the glory days of when I used to smoke.
Yeah, I quit weed too, like at the worst possible time in my life. I did like a 5 years where I didn't smoke anything, and it was like right when all the cool kids were doing it.
Right.
So even then I'd be like, I'd go to a party with everyone would be high but me.
Right.
And I'd be like, okay, this is great.
Right, yeah, right.
So
what did you do at these parties?
Drink.
Right.
But
it's better to drink at those parties, isn't it?
Yeah, I wanted to get laid. I didn't want to sit on a couch and act like a fucking
zone out.
Guep.
A what?
Oh, yeah.
You know, what is it called?
A guep.
A guep?
Like a geek.
What it is?
Yeah, I used to say guep. A guep.
A guep. Where you going? Get in the fast lane.
Yeah, I gotta get around this fucker.
I guess. You're crazy, man.
This guy thinks he knows.
You forgot. You're just trying to recover.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I always forget. Two people.
Okay, so what? How do you spell guep?
I don't know. I never spelled it.
But like what? It's just a geek?
G-W-E-P?
But the people that smoked weed were the geeks is what you mean.
No, if you're like at a party and you're not, you're just sitting on a couch, out, like not right. getting into it and fucking smashing, not, you know, not the guy's house, but like rocking out, man.
Right, you right. know? Right. And it's what? A guep?
A guep.
A guep.
You never used that?
No.
Because I invented
I've never heard of guep.
Fucking gueps.
But I guess it works.
Oh, yeah. You could say
geek and a, I don't understand why it's guep.
I didn't. I think I had a stepbrother at one point.
That
and,
said it?
And he was from Whippy. Uh-huh. And he would come and he said it, so I copied it.
Right.
And then maybe it's maybe it was a thing like people from Whippy used to say.
Right, right. Well, it's definitely. Well, if you didn't actually invent it and you heard it, then it must be in some town somewhere that it was yeah. invented, right?
Yeah. We used to say it, like when we were in like grade 7 and 8, if we had a girl we wanted to screw or something, we'd say, I'd bake that.
Bake it?
Yeah, I don't know why. It just was a thing. Like, yeah, I'd bake
Did
that.
They catch on?
It caught on with the whole grade. Like, all the guys and everyone would say that. Oh, yeah, they knew what we
The girls did.
Yeah, but, I mean, that was something we invented.
Right.
The term.
Did you stop using it when they found out what you were talking about? You
no, it talk was a code? Standard now at that point. It became, like, so you'd the be word like, cool. I baked her? No, we were too young. No one was getting anything.
Nobody was having sex?
No. At least not getting them. Maybe they jobs. Were that I didn't know about.
Yeah, you were out of the loop. They're like, Derek fucking tells everyone.
Yeah.
You can't tell Derek things.
Yeah, everyone's just, having sex, and I'm just thinking everyone's
yeah.
a virgin still.
Yeah.
I was a late bloomer for that, we probably talked about. I was 17.
Right.
So, yeah, they probably were.
Is that a late bloomer? I would say like 20 is a late bloomer now.
Nah, aren't they kids screwing at like 15 though?
Maybe. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know any 15-year-olds.
If you have anything to say about it, they are.
Right. I love me sex with 15-year-olds. Just kidding. That's yeah. not my true opinion.
TM.
Wait, where is it legal to have sex with 15-year-olds? France, maybe?
Hawaii, I think.
Hawaii? Okay, we're in Hawaii this episode.
Yeah, yeah. It was legal here up until a few years ago.
Yeah? And you thought about it?
Oh, I was.
You ever think about it?
I was You're still like, doing oh, it. Do so. It.
You still doing
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I'm still doing it. Actually, no, it's illegal. What is it now?
I don't know.
16 or something?
I don't know. I always thought it was weird, that thing where it's like, oh, an 18, you can't be over 18, but you can pick up on 15-year-olds or 14-year-olds, but whatever it was all funky.
That's because of America, how fucked shit got over there. Like, yeah. there'd be like a guy dating a chick that they're both 17, the guy turns 18 before her, next thing you know, he's like going to jail because the parents don't like it or something.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. It's fucked up in this car, there's no AC.
Yeah, so I gotta open windows. You can open your window. It probably won't go shaky in it.
Yeah.
What like, now? It won't go into the wind, into the mic. That's why I closed it earlier. Actually, it is. Sorry.
That's okay.
I don't know, people. We might have to retire for the summer.
Might How much is an up. AC?
How much is an AC? I don't know. Like $100?
No,
I should
that's
ask
not
everybody
bad.
To...
You're a YouTube guy, man. You could just do it yourself.
No, the problem is you have to get the fluid, or like the
That's
juice.
Probably all it is.
Yeah, that's why it costs money. I
no,
know how to
what
do
about
it.
If this just needs fluid now? I never looked.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you can test it. Like, it's like that Freon shit. It's not actually Freon, but it's that, whatever that is to cool it down.
Okay, maybe I'm just missing that.
No, it runs out. So you have to get it refilled, recharged. Oh. I think if you bring it to the shop, it's a couple $100.
Holy
but if
shit.
You go to like Canadian Tire or whatever, you can buy it.
What
yourself.
If you go to the lube place? Don't they do everything? Like the top ups and the different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they won't top that up.
Oh.
It's a whole different thing. Like what? The same shit that you put in your refrigerator to cool it.
Freon
whatever
Freon is gotta be.
I don't think you can use Freon anymore.
Oh, that's outlawed?
Yeah. Something shit. Else.
I heard there used to be some shit in old smoke detectors that's like really crazy and banned now, like uranium.
Oh yeah.
There used to be tiny little bits of like uranium, like in the. You can read about that.
Right.
Yeah.
In smoke detectors.
Yeah, some kid that was like 13 went to the store, bought like he was a genius, and he bought like 50 of them. He went into his shed, and he legit built a working nuclear reactor.
Whoa.
And they shut down 2 blocks, and he got SWAT teamed and everything. But
of course.
They were so impressed, because it was working, that he actually got a job. Like they right. And he wrote a book about it, and they outlawed right. those metal those things ever since then, because obviously if a kid could do it, and what can an adult do?
Right. Yeah. Even if he's a genius.
Yeah.
Terrorists could do it.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's cool. Read.
So, what did he need? Like a whole bunch of them?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he like extracted the little piece that was in it. Yeah. Each one.
Yeah. Exactly what he did.
And what did he do? Did he like power like his house?
No, it was in a shed. Yeah. And it was like, it was so retarded. Like it was for like a science project for school, but he was like so advanced. It was something that like the head scientist of school couldn't even have done, even right, if right. like he wanted to.
And it just started as something silly and then just kept going and
yeah.
going.
Like he knew he had the parts and he did it.
Damn, that guy's smart.
Yeah. He didn't get that much trouble. Smart. That was back in the day where it was like, oh, you're a white kid? Oh, okay.
Right. You do whatever you want, white yeah. kid.
You're in America? Okay.
You're okay in our books.
You have a affluenza?
Yeah.
Which I'm sure you've read about.
Yeah. It's good for that guy, man. Now he probably builds atom bombs and shit.
He was banned from a lot of stuff for like many years. Like he wasn't allowed to touch anything.
No? Because of what he did.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
like if you are a hacker and you get yeah. busted, you're never allowed to go on the internet again for like 20 years or some shit.
That's funny too. Like I was watching a show and it was like an ex-pedophile or some kind of pervert, but some of his parole condition, what he wasn't allowed to have porno.
Right.
Of any kind.
Right.
Like not even of adults. And when the parole officer was going through his house, he went into like the closet, and like how some closets have that little port where you can go into the attic. He had a couple magazines in the attic, and this fucking guy got nailed
right.
and had to go back to jail. But that it was just sucks. Like a playboy. But yeah. Obviously, he's a sex offender.
Yeah, so, right, right.
But still, like, you can't have a magazine. The guy's going to yeah. have to still jerk off, just not to his pervert shit.
Yeah. Could you? I guess you could watch movies, though. Like, not porn movies, but, like,
yeah,
you know, rated R movies or something. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I wonder if you could do that.
Yeah, sure. That makes sense.
Yeah.
There's some crazy sex scenes enough in those movies.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Apparently, sure. I haven't seen Game of Thrones in, like, many episodes, and I'm behind, but apparently they're so raunchy now they're putting the sex scenes on Pornhub and shit, and now they're getting, like, sued and stuff to try to keep these scenes off of these porn sites.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
But I haven't seen them yet.
Yeah, I've watched all the episodes, and the sex scenes aren't that crazy.
Oh, no.
But people are weird. Like, you know, they'll be like, oh, random girl tit.
And then
getting
get
boned. And they're like, yeah, I'm going to go jerk off to that girl that I love because she was an extra in Game of Thrones. It's the same, like, if some hot girl shows her tits in a movie. We right. all want to see it if she's a famous girl. It's
yeah.
like, oh, look at that titty. It looks the same as that other titty, but it's her titty.
Yeah. There's not whatever much variation in that titty, but yeah. I'll take it.
So, but yeah, I would... I mean, personally, I would much rather a real porn than HBO sex. Because it's still, like, there's no money shots or anything in there.
Yeah, you need that.
Yeah, like, dick going in.
Right.
Is a big concern in my porno.
What is happening? The screenshot they used to do this article was a picture of the blonde-haired dragon lady laying on her back. And it looks like some other chick's riding her.
Right.
And I'm thinking, that's not really how it works, unless there's a strap right. on or something. Did yeah. you see that scene?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember that scene.
Yeah, it doesn't
at
make
all.
Sense. I'm like, what? How does that work?
They probably just superimpose the other girl on top of her.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't remember her being a lesbian in any scene.
Me neither. Oh, well.
I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure she didn't do anything like that.
Yeah, we got to get on that.
What, the lesbian scene?
No, I just got to catch up on that show.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, you're way behind.
Yeah. No spoilers.
Like almost a whole season behind.
Yeah, for sure. I'll try today.
Yeah, you're going to watch
it today? As I eat my poutine or whatever random shit I get.
Your delicious poutine? Or your spaghetti and meatballs?
Flip a coin, man.
Fuck that, man. I've voiced my opinion about spaghetti.
You can make it yourself for like 10 cents?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too expensive from the store.
Yeah.
For something that costs a dollar. In my opinion. Now, people argue with me that all poutine tastes the same, and I say it doesn't.
It can't.
So
the fry cut changes everything.
That's what I mean.
Gravy changes everything.
Yeah.
Toppings change everything. Come on, man. Who says that?
No, obviously, spaghetti and meatballs would taste different too. But well, if you get meatballs, I guess it's maybe worth the money and like a lot of cheese or something.
Yeah, like then the Parmesan guy comes out. You never tell him to stop, man. Never.
No, but Parmesan's made out of wood.
I know.
Remember that?
Yeah.
What craziness that is, eh? That
we Who cares, though, wood. If it's good?
If it tastes delicious, yeah.
I don't
yeah.
give a shit if it's wood or not.
I think that today is officially the worst day we've ever carpooled.
Yeah, we are ever. Stuck in deep traffic here, folks. And
it was super bad this morning, too. I wonder why it's so bad.
No AC.
Yeah, Derek won't fix his fucking car.
That's right.
I wish I didn't tell him to fix his car and just get a new one. And I didn't say that he'd get a year out of it at least.
Yeah, he promised, so I steal his van if it doesn't work.
Right. Because if you did, then we'd be in delicious AC environment right now.
That would be nice, climate wouldn't it? That would be nice.
Super cold.
You got one of those motherfuckers that let you have one side a couple degrees less than the other? No way.
No, no.
Does that work?
Yeah.
I always wondered how that works.
Well, I don't have the degree one, like the climate control, but I have it so you can like set it. Each side is different, and the back is different.
Is there a force field?
Yeah, I don't know if it actually works.
Whoa, whoa, what's this?
Pimple face. Driving daddy's car. Actually, it's only a Volkswagen. Volkswagen!
Are you an anti-pimple dude?
Am I an anti-pimple
dude? I never got a lot of pimples, man.
Well, obviously, I mean, I don't care about them. People get them, it doesn't really bother me. I never had a problem with them.
When I get one, it'd be like right on the top of my fucking nose. And I'm like, oh, thanks, magical Jesus.
Right.
Thanks for putting it there.
I still get them. I still get them. I'm an old man.
Oh, yeah. That's
your type. I'll still get them. But it's pretty much only when I eat like salt and vinegar chips. Whatever is in salt and vinegar chips, especially balsamic vinegar ones, causes me, I guess the acid or whatever, makes me have it's like usually just like one pimple.
Yeah, that's fine.
You know, and it'll be like right on my eyelid.
My cousin was taking the one that makes you want to commit suicide. The Accutane.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And?
I don't know how badly it fucked him up. Maybe a little bit.
Yeah. Did he ever have to use Proactiv?
No, I knew a buddy that did.
Yeah, did it work for him?
Yeah.
He was like that commercial. Remember that commercial? Some people say, I eat too many chocolate bars or don't wash my face.
Yeah. No, his problem was like on his back.
Yeah, he had pimple back.
And he's doing steroids. I think, yeah.
I used to get that, and I didn't do steroids. Really? Yeah, well, like when I was working out. I think it was just the sweat from working out.
Testosterone too, probably, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't get it anymore. And I still work out like a fucking fiend.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
This guy got Proactiv, and it was so expensive. We worked at the Vaughn Mills Mall. We had to be friends with the fucking chick.
To get it cheaper?
To get it, just to get a deal. She was cool but we really friended her up just really for the deal.
Did she have pimples?
Yeah.
Wow. What a way to sell the product.
Yeah, but not bad. But pimples. Yeah, now that I think, she'd be the type that would get those, like, not a lot, but like one, but it would be like
gonna
a bad one.
There, and this guy's going to get Joel.
He's got a guy in his car.
Oh, he does have one.
I don't know. Why are these construction signs up, too? No one's ever working.
Yeah, when we drive by. During the day, it probably is. They tear that shit down at like 3 o'clock on the highway.
Oh, okay.
Maybe even sooner.
That makes sense.
2 o'clock. Yeah. They stop that shit until nighttime, anyways. Then they start working on it again at night. What were we saying? Proactiv pussy or something?
Yeah, yeah, we used to. And then that chick was funny too. Yeah. I actually did wham her.
I
hit it.
What are we for?
I baked it.
You baked it?
Anyway, she would be funny too because she would like.
Baked it.
Like that kiosk would like get rid of someone, and then that same fucking person would just pop up at the next kiosk.
Right,
So I think she was working at like a t-shirt stand, this, that, like every fucking place. Like, you could never fire someone in that mall. They would just get a job in the next store over.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So was it awkward after you banged her? You had to still work there?
It was.
She's like, oh, Derek, somebody's trying to steal from me, and you're like,
no. The only thing that made it awkward is another security guy fell in love with her. And fucking actually started dating her, and then he couldn't handle the fact that I had done that.
Really?
And shit got weird.
That's strange.
Yeah, it's like, dude, I didn't know. You weren't with her then.
Right.
What the fuck?
Yeah, guys are weird, man.
Yeah, so.
At least when you're young. When you're old, it doesn't matter. I think most people don't
care. Yeah, I don't care now. I'm older. Whatever, man.
You don't care?
Well, why would I? Well, I didn't care then either.
No, I don't mean about that. I mean about your partner's history.
Like, how could you?
Right, that's what I mean. But you did care when you were little.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's like a male thing. Insecurity, I guess.
Yeah.
Or like... You think that your package is small compared to his, or they had better sex, or...
Guaranteed.
Guaranteed when it comes to...
Small package.
Yeah, right. Right.
Did you hear about that rapist in Thailand that got caught?
Yeah, I watched a video.
Dick was so small.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
No, I didn't hear about that. What happened?
He had a really tiny micro penis, and he got mad at the fact that it was like whatever. Wow. So he would rape all these girls, but like
they would laugh at him.
Yeah, and he would always ask at the end, like, "Was it okay? Was it okay?" Like he was really like all the girls said he was really caring if it was okay or not. And they all, like four or five of them, just kept telling the police he had an abnormally small penis. Like, so then when they finally caught the guy, they knew exactly it was him because of his tiny itty-bitty penis.
Yeah.
And the arresting officers are all laughing. Like, they're supposed to be serious in the, in
yeah,
like,
right,
the thing,
right.
But they just can't contain themselves.
Right.
Because, like, even he's smiling, to be honest. Like,
who, the guy that got busted?
Yeah, like, I don't know.
For raping people, he's smiling.
Well, apparently part of his shtick was he'd be smiling the whole time. Like, he was like a weirdo that would be, like, laughing and grinning the whole time he was raping.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Small penis, man.
Small penis rapist. Yeah. It's always in Thailand, like, where they caught that one major pedophile guy.
Which was that?
What was his name? Sutherland, maybe?
What was he doing?
He made that video, Daisy's... fuck. I don't know. It was some weird one when it involved, like, a little tiny girl. And he was like fucking really fucking her up, like choking her and like torturing her and shit.
It's a movie?
Yeah, he made a bunch of movies. I forget what it was called.
Like
it was
real
Daisy
blockbusters
something.
Or him just making
fucked up movies and selling it to pedophiles.
Oh, okay. Damn.
And but he had victims that were like what was it like? 8 months or maybe
oh
it was
my
four
God,
18
man.
Months, maybe was the youngest. And they caught him, and this 60 Minutes was doing a report on him, and he was getting interviewed. And, like, a bunch of questions, like, the interviewer would ask was like, oh, what was it like, you know, raping an 18-year-old? And he's like, it's in the book. It's going down in the book. I'm not answering. It's in the book. She's like, you don't have any regret doing this? Nope. In the book. I'm not answering it. And it was just like...
Well, because he's going to sell a book?
I guess
it?
So, yeah.
What a fucking scum.
But, you know... It was horrible. I forget Daisy something. It was the video was like it was a major video that got leaked, like that was on the internet. Like you could go watch it, and it involved like a 7-year-old, maybe six. I don't know, maybe
how
five.
How could you watch it?
If you go on the black, the dark web,
okay.
You can find it. Like
okay.
It's you can find it on the internet.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But yeah, it was like real snuff shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyways, he got busted, and he was in Thailand.
Fuck.
And it was like a whole world. He was from the Australia. Fuck, I can't remember his name. I just watched it. But yeah, it happened in Thailand.
Oh, that place, the new Thailand's Cambodia now. But yeah, that shit
right.
used to go on all the time. Man.
Yeah, it was always Thailand.
There, when I went through customs there, there was actually like a black and white photo of a guy on every stall. They were looking for a white man that I guess was obviously a pervert.
Maybe it was that guy.
It could have been him. Yeah, it was like 10 years ago. So it probably was him.
I don't know. Maybe. I think they got him in like 2010 or something.
Well, I wouldn't have been there.
Yeah. But they might have been looking for him for a while.
Yeah,
not sure.
Every stall. And it was like so, it was like it was photocopied. It was bad quality.
Yeah. He was a white guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember there's these groups that have to shuffle through child porn, right? To like determine if it's true or if it's just a girl pretending to be young.
Yeah.
And they would watch them and because, you know, in court, like to charge the guy, you have to have proof that he had it. So someone has to see it. And they said that there was this group of like 3 or 4 people doing it. And they quit like because it started off like them looking at porno of kids, which is wrong enough.
Yeah.
But then it wasn't even that anymore. Like the only thing they would say to describe you what they were looking at to quit and couldn't handle it was like, the 10-year-old girl, and instead of having sex with her or whatever, they were like putting needles through her tits and stuff.
Yeah,
like
right.
crazy shit. Yeah, yeah. That's not even sex anymore.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, we can't fucking.
That's it's,
yeah.
That was like, I think that Daisy one was like the most hardcore of it.
Like
of that,
that
stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. It was real, like torture shit like that.
That's insane. Yeah. They said, they're like, I have to go home at night.
Yeah.
Like,
you can't
unsee that. They're like, I can't do this anymore.
You'd have to get paid like hundreds of thousands of dollars for that job.
Yeah.
For somebody to keep it.
Unless you were just.
Not give a fuck.
Like I'm watching this. I watch Forensic Files, right?
Yeah.
A lot on the TV. And there was this case where this fucking guy was a sailor. He convinced a mother and two daughters to go out on the boat with him. You can watch it. And once he was on the boat, none of them knew how to swim. So he pulled out a knife. He raped all of them because they're stuck on this boat in the middle of the ocean. They can't do a damn thing.
Right.
And so he one by one ties them the cinder block to their legs while they're still alive and just throws them over. So they have to, each one knows they're next in line. Like, this is right. the most torturous thing I've ever seen. And when they tell the dad, like, they tell the husband and the father of the two girls, and he doesn't care at all. He's like a farmer. And these right. people are fucking weird, man. And he's like, oh, I got a farm to run or whatever. When they caught the guy who did it, and the husband wasn't involved whatsoever.
Right.
But he just wasn't shook by it. It was just life and death.
At least when they were talking to him.
Yeah.
And yeah, that probably shook them.
The detectives are like, I've never seen anything like it in my life. So I was thinking a guy right. like that might be good at watching those videos because he's so fucked up. Like, he doesn't care about anything.
Oh, man, he had to care. He just didn't put, he just had a good poker face.
Yeah,
Come on, man, that's fucking crazy. So what, did they just mutiny and kill him?
They didn't. They
all died.
They all died.
Yeah.
They all got thrown over with a cinder block. Literally a rope
stupid,
around
there. Why don't you fucking fight them? I teach my girls that. Well, maybe when they're a bit older, but I'm going to teach them that if it comes to that situation and you know it's life or death, man, go for his fucking jugular.
Yeah, do something. That's what Jessica said.
Like,
what the fuck?
Yeah,
there's three of you and one of him.
But, with a knife.
Yeah.
One gets stabbed. Oh, too well. Once he's stabbed, that knife is out of play right there.
Yeah.
So you can get him.
Yeah, or like grab an oar. Like two, you could have done something. I don't know.
Yeah,
what
right.
do I know?
Unless he just tied them up right away and they were tied up sitting there.
I think, yeah, he probably tied them up before they realized what absolute horror they were in.
Right.
So, I don't know. But anyway, I only say that about the farmers because, like, my buddy's dad's a farmer. And the normalest guy I've ever seen, and I might have said it before, where one time the barn cat had a litter of kittens. And the dad just went out there, gathered them all up, and smashed each one of their heads in with a hammer.
Right.
He's like, we can't have any more cats. It's too many. And it's like nothing because you're dealing with that. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Right. It's a hard world on the farm.
It is, man. Cows dying all the time, and you have to put them down because they're sick.
Yeah,
shit
right.
like that.
Right. Cows get sick, man?
Well, during the birth process.
Is that what happens?
It gets, sometimes the calf is in there, and it's dead, and it's rotting in there. My buddy said he had to reach in there, and like he'll pull on like a leg, and the leg totally comes off. And now he's just holding the leg.
Nice.
And it's like, oh, yeah, it's disgusting.
That's pretty gross.
Or they put the elastic bands around the balls
right.
until they just shrivel up and fall off. Like, there's some fucked up shit that happens on a farm.
Right.
Sawing their horns off.
Right.
The fucking horns are bleeding and stuff.
Horns but does bleed. That hurt them?
It must.
I guess, if they're bleeding, right?
Yeah. I don't know, but... Yeah, after that for a long time, you probably wouldn't care too much. I don't know.
Wow. I would say that he had to be affected if it was his children. If he actually thought it was, like, maybe they weren't actually his children.
Yeah.
Like, all along, he's like, they're not actually my children. Like, deep down in his head, he's thinking that.
Yeah.
So he didn't care.
I thought, the only thing I said was, maybe he was mad his wife and these girls got on a fucking boat with some guy. Like, who the fuck what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, he might have been mad. Like, you cheating on me with this fucking boatman?
Right. You're having a big orgy with my children and you and this fucking boat
Sailor
guy.
Joe.
Sailor Joe. What a great opportunity. Let's get on a random boat with some guy.
That's what I mean, man.
People are fucking stupid, man.
Yeah, none of us can swim, but we're going to go in an ocean with a stranger.
Yeah, right.
Who can't swim? That pisses me off.
Yeah.
That's fucking just irresponsible.
People who live on farms.
Yeah, that's true.
They don't, they're like Amish.
Yeah, a lot of people can't swim.
Don't do it. He's doing it. Now this side's going to speed up.
No.
This one slows down up here.
Shut up.
Ah, look. Oh, you picked the wrong one.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Remember that red van? That's where I'm supposed to be. Yeah. This is what happened.
Oh, Derek, you crashed into a car.
That's it?
Must have been earlier. Fucking hate this town sometimes.
Yep. Yeah, watch that episode, though. Just to see.
What was it again?
It's Forensic Files.
Right.
It's two seasons.
On Netflix.
Yeah.
Right. And it's the sailor killer.
Yeah, it's like weird, man.
Sailor rapist.
It's gruesome.
And he's alive? Like it shows him in court and shit?
Yeah, I think so.
Cool. And he didn't get the chair?
Some of them are put to death. A lot of them in that show, actually.
Yeah.
They'll tell you, yeah, this guy got death.
With like the poison?
Well, that's a whole other story. They didn't tell you what she chooses.
They don't tell you what she chooses?
No.
Did he say he was
I'm sure you could look up his name. If you typed in any name, you'd know exactly what his last meal was too, probably.
You can't have last meals anymore.
Yeah.
According to D-Train.
Fucked that up. For Tennessee.
He got a whole bunch of shit. What a fucking asshole.
Yeah. It was three pizzas.
I'd be so happy if I was getting put to death and I was like, oh, you can have one gigantic poutine.
Hell yeah.
Be like, all right. But I guess you wouldn't really be hungry. You're going to die.
Yeah, that would be a fucked up weird. In China, they do it different, eh?
They don't tell you?
Yeah, you know about that?
No, but that'd be better, I guess.
You're sentenced to death and you do not know. And they say it's torturous. The people, like the people they've interviewed, they say, I don't know, any day could be my last. Like,
right.
Like, I wake up this morning and they're like, yep, you're coming.
Right.
All right, I guess that's my last day to be alive.
Imagine if you got the death penalty, you were actually not put in jail and you were allowed to live free, and then they just come to get you one day. Like, you always had to wear a tracker, so they knew where you were.
That would be disastrous.
Wouldn't that be crazy?
Yeah, so many people would
just go fucking mental.
Meanwhile, yeah. They should do that, just spice things up a little.
Maybe you could have like a U.S. Marshal with you or something all the time. Making sure you're not going to go postal and grab
like
a gun or
crazy.
Something.
Yeah. You could sell you every possession and put it all on black one time.
Yeah.
Double it or you're dying anyway. So
yeah. Matter. You could go suck a penis. You always wanted to try
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Or get poo stabbed.
You'd want to select just the right penis though.
Not too big. You want a micro one.
Yeah.
So you're like, start oh, I get with. That whole penis in my mouth.
Yeah. Look good. I can go all the way. You ever notice that in porno, they'll do a deep throat video and secretly the guy just doesn't have a big dick? So, right. Like, you ever notice that?
Yeah, sure.
So,
yeah. They use a wide angle lens.
Yeah, or yeah, and it looks like the chick's like taking all this dick in, but really it's like 4 inches.
Oh, it's got to be bigger than 4 inches.
I don't know. Not these secret ones, man.
Not these secret ones?
Yeah.
Not the ones you're watching?
Not these midget pornos I prefer.
Right.
Okay, this is fucked. That kid who's a toddler that has the same testosterone levels of a 25-year-old man. You read about that?
No.
He has back hair, facial hair. His genitals are man size.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for that guy.
Yeah.
Is his penis going to get bigger then when he's older?
I don't know. It just says he has man size genitalia and urges too.
And urges.
And he's a toddler.
So he's banging bitches.
Well, he wants to. If he knows.
Trying to bang his
He probably
mom
just touches
shit.
Himself a lot.
Yeah, but all kids do that. I remember doing that.
I don't remember.
I remember sitting at my, like we would, there'd be our living room, and there'd be like a sectional couch, and then my dad's chair, and everybody would sit on the couch but me. I would take a blanket and I would sit right at the TV underneath it on the ground, lying up, which was probably like 15 feet away.
Okay.
And I would just like, I wouldn't jerk off or anything, but I would play with my dick underneath the blanket watching
Hard?
TV. Yeah, I'd get a boner and shit.
Oh, cool.
And I remember doing that for the longest time.
How old were you?
I moved to that house probably when I was in junior or senior kindergarten when we went there. So probably from senior kindergarten till whatever age.
Holy, and I can't remember that far back.
But yeah, I remember doing that.
I can't even remember my first boner.
No, well, yeah, obviously not. Because babies get boners.
Yeah, but I mean like your first ejaculation.
Oh, that one. I remember jerking off for the first time.
Were you like, oh my God, what's happening?
No, but I thought that like there was some pre-cum and I was like, oh, I guess that's cum. And I just stopped.
Oh, shit.
I didn't know you busted or not.
Man, you prematured yourself, man.
Yeah, right. And then, but I don't remember the first time I actually busted or not.
Are you you're not the oldest brother.
No.
So they would have probably taught you, not jerk you off, but like told you what was what, like or something.
I don't know. I don't think so because when you're that age, like, you were weirded out about jerking off and shit. Like, you used to pretend, like, everybody would say you didn't jerk off and true. Stuff, right?
They would have done the same.
Yeah. It's not until you're older that you don't give a fuck.
I used to measure my dick, see whose was bigger with, like, my stepbrothers.
Yeah. So you guys talked about jerking off, then?
Oh, we fucking...
You ever, like, suck his penis?
No, we had sex with the same girls and stuff. At the same time.
Right. And you guys measured each other doing that?
No, it was good, too, because, like... You don't want to get into a situation where the other guy takes his pants off and you're outmatched crazily.
Right. So you knew all along.
Yeah, we knew right away that it was going to be a fair fight.
Right. Now, so what happened there? Like, it was just some floozy? You want a dick?
There's many of them. I don't know which ones.
Oh, that you shared?
Yeah, we used to do that.
So many times?
Yeah, we used to do that.
So what's it like with you guys now? You guys still cool?
I haven't talked to him in like 11 years, man.
Was it ever awkward after you did that stuff?
No, we were like brothers. We didn't care.
You didn't care. Was there like a secret pact of who, like what would happen if one of you guys nutted first? The other one just
No, but things got weird in the sense that he went and did that same thing with his best friend.
Right.
And I'm still friends with his old best friend.
Right.
And the best friend says that he had to yell at him, like, actually, did you just see that the new Adam Sandler movie? It happens in that too. He's like, man, stop staring at me. You just keep staring into my eyes. Like, quit. He had to say something to him. Like, because he just kept... So maybe he got gay as he got older.
Did he ever try the stare in your eyes?
Fuck, it's so far back. I don't know. I don't remember it. Maybe if I was, we would have been high-fiving and carrying on. I don't know what the problem is.
Right.
But, yeah, it was... It got really creepy with him and another guy that did that, so...
According to the other guy.
Yeah.
You never asked your stepbrother.
No, I believe it.
About what happened. So that's like a natural thing. So he was probably closeted.
Yeah, I think he was closeted. He's probably, right?
Yeah. Or maybe he was just wanted to try a dick one time. And he wanted his brother to be the first one.
Yeah, that's
and
not
he,
gonna
when
happen.
And when he realized he couldn't get his brother, he went to his best friend.
Well.
Or maybe he was just like watching him like, oh, what's his like sex face like? You know?
Like, yeah,
and then maybe he just...
Am I doing it right?
Yeah, maybe he just got caught every time he was trying to look and see what was going on.
I don't think I'd be staring into the guy's soul, though.
Yeah, but it was he was probably thinking.
He probably wasn't there mentally.
Yeah, he was, like, in his head thinking, but, maybe he wasn't even actually looking at the guy. But, you know, like, many times I'll walk by a person, and I won't even be looking at them.
Yeah, yeah.
And they'll, like, you know, start... They'll think I'm looking at them.
Yeah, he's in his own zone.
Yeah. So maybe it was something like that.
That new movie Redo, the new Adam Sandler one on Netflix, same thing happens where David Spade and another guy are tag teaming a girl.
Right.
And the other guy says to David, he's like, stop looking at me. Like, why are you staring at me, man?
Right.
So
it's common. That's another movie that came out of Adam Sandler's that you already watched.
It's good. This one's good.
And yet there's so many movies we talked about that you have not seen, like End of Days.
Well, tonight, man. It's all to myself. I can watch whatever I want.
I thought it was Game of Thrones.
Yeah, if it works, that thing never works.
Right.
I'll try it though.
So it was a good movie, Adam Sandler.
Yeah, this one is getting good reviews. Yeah, and it is funny too. There's lots of twists and turns, actually.
Right.
So you'll really like it when you watch it.
I'm not watching it.
Really? You boycott him because of the other one?
Yeah, I've explained why I boycott him.
Oh, well.
Even my wife watched... 50 First Dates number 2, whatever it was there, with him and that girl. They're in, like, it was like 50 First Dates 2. You know that movie?
No, not 2. I know number 1.
Yeah, well,
Drew Barrymore.
They made another movie. It wasn't called 50 First Dates, but it was the same kind of thing.
Same actors?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And, I just went to sleep. I told my wife, I was like, you're watching this? She's like, yeah. I'm like, I'm going to bed.
No way.
And I fucking went to bed.
Well, I'm glad you stand by your shit.
Yeah.
Principles, right?
Yeah.
What could he do to save that relationship?
Nothing.
That's it.
He's tarnished it too much.
Right.
I'll never watch another one of his movies. Unless it's by some quality filmmaker, director, writer. Like the movie Punch Drunk Love.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Like, that's a good movie.
Yeah. I can't remember. But
I mean, that was old too. Like, he was still making half-decent movies.
He had an anger management problem, right?
I saw Anger Management, yeah.
Oh, I like that movie.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then there was, I don't know if Spanglish was any good, but that was like the same time as Punch Drunk Love.
It's like hit and miss with that guy. Like that one where he was his own sister. that got fucking the biggest flop ever.
Of course. There was that whole string of them from that. It might even have been a movie before that, all the way up for many years. None of his movies would get good reviews, but yet, you know, people still give him money to make them.
That's kind of like what all those guys from Expendables said. They're like, it's not like it used to be. They're like, now when Sylvester Stallone shows up at your door and says, I'll give you a million or two to make this movie, you take it. They're right. Like, it's not like it was. Like, we love it. Like, you know, just getting the roles. Like,
yeah, yeah.
So, I don't know. Probably his shit's dried up, man.
Well, he still makes like a couple movies, if not a movie every year.
They're always the same, though, eh?
Yeah.
I know it's the same characters. It's his shtick, but I mean, they even have the same personalities.
Yeah.
It seems in every.
People are watching them. You're watching them.
Yeah. This one was a good one.
Yeah. That's good. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, I know. You're not going to watch it.
I'm not watching it, no. That just made it really awkward. Like I'm a big snob.
You're an asshole.
I'm an asshole.
I didn't want to say it, but I'm going to have to watch it twice now just to make
do
up
it.
For you.
Yeah, do it. It's not like Game of Thrones is on right now. New episodes
is there?
Every week.
You got one?
For the last six weeks, there's been episodes.
Fuck, I have to fucking watch it.
You probably already know everything that happens. You go on spoiler sites.
Reverse.
I'm actually going to cut that out.
Oh, okay.
I really am.
That's okay. I don't know. That's like 10 years ago, isn't it?
No, it was like 6 weeks ago. No, 5 weeks ago.
Yeah. Someone ruined Superman for me.
Which one?
They told me what happens in the,
no, well, which one?
Batman
which Superman?
Versus Superman.
Oh, okay. Let me guess. You
say
work
it.
With him.
No, he didn't. He was cautious.
Yeah?
And knew not to.
Yeah.
Some knucklehead came to the front and was like, hey, in this part. I just looked at them. I'm like, are you serious?
Yeah,
this guy's
right.
going to lend me the fucking Blu-ray.
Right.
And now you've done this? But that's a long time away from that's coming out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. For sure.
Which sucks.
I think it's only like 3-4 months sometimes now. Like, if they really need to make their money back, they get it out fast.
Did you read about the guys that... There's a special thing. You probably know exactly what it's called, where, like, rich people and famous people can pay. It's like 150 grand a year or something crazy. And you get to watch the movies come to your theater, like in your house.
Right.
And you get to watch it, the movies, like a week before anyone.
Oh, I see. Right.
I don't know if you've ever heard of that.
No.
If you're a movie guy.
No, I don't.
I was reading about it on Reddit. I was like, are you serious? These motherfuckers are getting the movies before us? Makes sense.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I think whenever there's only
the
12
done.
People have the license.
To do it?
Or something, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be cool to have a movie theater like that. Not in that context of being that rich and getting the movies before everyone, but just to have a movie theater that somebody
house,
else runs for you and you could just go check out movies whenever you want.
Yeah.
But you still would have to kind of buy tickets, technically.
What TV size is too big for a house, do you think?
Well, they say that from where you're sitting and you put your thumb up,
yeah,
the screen should be like your thumb size. So whatever that is. It's
sideways thumb?
Yeah. So technically, people
wow.
have these giant TVs that are way too big for their living area.
So you're supposed to put your arm out as far as you can. Because this changes
I don't know what
everything.
It is. Yeah, I don't know what it is. It's just what I've read a long time ago. I don't remember.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's gotta be
but
something.
How big? I mean, as big as you want.
Yeah, but...
Like, how big of a screen do you want?
I don't know. I need a bigger one. I have a 46-inch.
Yeah, if that's too small, go bigger. 60-some inches.
Fuck, yeah. That'd
there you go.
Nice winning.
Sure. 60 inches is pretty big. I'm sure they're not that expensive now.
All right, you get me one for Christmas, man.
Maybe. You get me a dildo.
Oh, with really?
A dildo and a pocket pussy, so I can sex them together.
So you don't even have to have sex. You just put them together
yeah,
and be like,
watch
oh,
them.
I'm so lazy. Fuck.
Yeah, look at this admin. But it's got to be one of those dildos that are kind of like skin-like. Not super plasticky.
Not too hard either.
Yeah, it's like it kind of moves.
I was with a girl once. We went into that store and bought one, and we got it home. It wasn't rubbery like silicone. It was hard like a fucking controller, like a video game controller.
Right.
We're like, what the hell are we supposed to do with this thing?
Shove it up your ass.
Yeah, that's what I ended up doing.
Yeah.
But
so you guys didn't use it? She's like, oh, I'll throw that out.
Yeah, here. We just didn't like it. So
right. So what, you put one up her pooper?
Like, I had a little pink butt plug thing for anal sex and fucking around when I lived at my mom's house.
And your mom took it?
Yeah, I can't find it when I moved out or anything. So I don't know if she stole it or what. Threw it out on me. I don't know.
I can't imagine somebody stealing that from someone and reusing it, even after cleaning it. Those things, the toys seem like something that would stay per person. You know?
Of course.
Like if I found one, I wouldn't be like, oh, I'm going to use that.
That tickle trunk got a new toy.
But I guess if like the girl was super hot.
People always find large caches of dildos in random fields and shit.
Right.
I've heard of it like 5-6 times.
You think they take one?
I don't know. Well, how did they get there?
They're like, well, obviously somebody drops them off.
Yeah, but all like a pile of 5 in one pile?
Yeah.
Why? Is it a hooker that's dumping her bag out?
Maybe. Who knows what it is?
Yeah, I don't. It doesn't make sense, man.
Well, it makes perfect sense. They could have a bunch of dildos and they just get rid of them. Maybe they broke up. Maybe they were into freaky sex. They break up. They had different sized dildos, different versions of dildos, and the person just wanted to get rid of them.
Yeah.
Seems logical
to me.
You
wouldn't throw them out in the trash?
Maybe they're at a spot where somebody could see the trash. Maybe they're, they were cheating on husband or wife or something.
Yeah, that's true. Ditch him like that.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, actually, could be like a secret guy who's married, but he's really gay.
Yeah, could be gay.
And he's got to hide them.
To shove up his ass, because his wife would be like, why do you have all these dildos, Todd?
Yeah, why you got these for, man?
What's with these dildos, Todd? Todd. Is that what you're going to call your son? Todd?
No, Todd. Re-Todd.
Re-Todd? What a name that child's going to have.
Oh, yeah.
What a life he's going to have. Retard. Retard. Yeah, I'm the retard.
Yeah, you're the retard, man, today.
I never even thought about saying retard. I had a couple friends named Todd. If I was still friends with them, I'd totally call them retard.
You call them, hey, man.
We hey, retard, called- what's up? Want to hang? What'd you call me? Retard. Remember when we were like 14 and you were acting like a retard?
That's right. I should have said that. Damn it, if I could rewind time, give you all these nicknames so you could be teased relentlessly through high school.
For life.
Yeah.
You'd hate me forever.
It was
forever
him.
Thinking about it. Like, that would be the kind of person that, you know, when you leave high school and you realize it was no big deal.
Yeah.
He'd be this person still thinking about it, like, that motherfucker.
Putting on lipstick.
Ruined
like
my life. Yeah.
Whatever that Billy Madison.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Buscemi style.
I don't know if there's any people that hate you.
Who, me personally?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I know for a fact there's people that hate me.
Oh, okay. That's weird, being hated.
No, it doesn't bother me. No. I hate people.
What did you do?
I don't know. Bad stuff, I guess.
Yeah, well, can't be everyone's
childish
friend.
Childish shit. Do people hate you, you think?
Well, I'm sure of it.
Yeah, but mostly you don't know
girls.
Anybody? Just girls?
Yeah.
To this day, still hold a grudge?
Oh, I'm positive of that.
If you see them, they wouldn't be your friend? Try to talk to you.
Pretty sure the hatred's still there.
Yeah, you think? Come on, are you that full of yourself, Derek?
No, but you cheat on someone or you fucking
right.
stupid
in
shit.
High school.
They're gonna hate you.
You think? But now they're in love.
Maybe they've moved on, I hope.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is there something you wanna say to somebody, Derek?
Sorry guys.
Yeah. Anybody listening? Nobody knows who you are.
If it's any consolation, my AC's broken.
Yeah, we have to fucking suffer through this. Yeah. I'm an asshole.
Yeah.
Started this thing called a podcast with Derek in a car.
So there, you have your revenge, ladies.
We're stinking. I don't brush my teeth. I don't know how to wipe my ass.
He refuses.
So like I have a shit smell.
I never did that.
Fucking
the good toilet paper. I never
did it,
man. I forgot. Shit.
I seen you buy toilet paper. I didn't even say anything.
It was probably trashy.
Yeah, and I didn't say anything. I was like, I'm not even going to say anything.
Damn it. Lend me
one. We could have these talks, and then literally, like, 10 minutes later, after the show's over, you probably forget.
Yeah,
and
you
don't remember.
That's true.
See, I would have remembered right away when I was buying that shit. Like, when I had it in my hand, I would have been
like,
oh, yeah, we talked about getting this shitty shit. So get good stuff.
Yeah, man.
Because you can even get a 4-pack. Like, just get a 4-pack and test it.
Oh, my God, my asshole is not going to know what hit it.
Yeah, it's going to be like silk, baby.
Yeah.
As the Matrix taught us anything, Matrix Reloaded. It's like wiping your ass with silk.
I've seen these pills that people in Dubai take that look like little Mario, you know, Mario, Dr. Mario.
Yeah.
Those little capsules, and they have, it's all filled with gold flakes.
So and they have gold what, shit?
Yeah, and when they shit, there's gold flakes in their shit. Like,
stupid Dubai motherfuckers.
I don't know if they actually use it or
imagine
it's
being
a joke.
Stupid rich like that.
Yeah, it would. The world wouldn't. You wouldn't understand existence like
yeah.
other people do.
Yeah.
Like it'd be anything
crazy.
You want, you have now.
Yeah, you ever. Bang whatever women you want.
Yeah,
you bring fucking supermodels over. Gives them thousands and thousands of dollars and jewels and money.
Anyone you there? You know about that list?
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like okay. Go through the catalog today.
Right.
So.
Pick whoever and fly them out. I had a friend, well, more of an acquaintance, a sister of a good friend of mine, at least in high school. She is a good friend of mine. And she went over to Dubai, and that was what I thought. I was like, this bitch is probably trying to get into one of those crazy parties.
Did she succeed?
I don't know. I didn't see pictures. She was in Dubai for a while. So maybe? I'm sure white people are probably pretty... Like she was a pretty girl, so maybe she got into one of those parties.
Oh, yeah. Even if she only got used and abused for one night, she probably made a lot of money.
Yeah, you make, you know, a nice jewel, a diamond or something. It's like, oh.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Instead of bowls of cocaine, they have bowls of diamonds you just take.
Yeah, then you come
but you
home
can't
and sell
get,
them
but
for
the problem is when you try to get on the plane, they take it. And they're like, nah, and then they give it back to the rich guy. And it's just this huge thing.
Yeah, exactly.
All the money, whatever this stuff you get, I mean, when you try to leave, it's a huge conspiracy.
I worked with a guy when I was at Samsonite who smuggled an emerald from Africa in a toothpaste thing back here.
Yeah.
Got it for like dirt cheap, stuck in his toothpaste, and then brought it back.
Nice.
Yeah.
That motherfucker. And we're paying for that still.
He's like a 50-year-old gay guy. He probably made it into a ring.
Cool. Good for him. All right, everybody. We'll see you later. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, everybody, that is it for this episode of the podcast. Thank you very much for listening. As always, I would like to thank www.radunique.ca. Go there, check out the media work. If you need anything done, message me through the site, info@radunique.ca. If you play on Xbox One, you can play with D-Man, the Grinch 54. You can play with me, Chris Asteroid. Follow the show on Twitter, @carpoolingpod. Follow me on Twitter, @Chris_Asteroid. If you're listening on iTunes, please subscribe, leave a 5-star rating, and let the world know what you think about the show. Seriously, it would help out immensely. On behalf of D-Train and myself, Christopher Lloyd, thank you very much for listening to the Carpooling Podcast, guys. Take care. Bye.